From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman reports that Ulster County announced two more deaths from coronavirus on November 23rd, and the number of active cases there has tripled since November 4th. Ulster County reported 736 cases, more than three times the county's November 4th total of 240. Dutchess County, November 23rd, reported a one-day increase in active cases from 724 to 731. Columbia County's Health Department reported 52 more cases on November 22nd and 28 more on November 23rd. Those numbers are closer to what the county reported in January when vaccines were just becoming available. Hudson City Hall was closed November 23rd because of a COVID-19 outbreak and will stay shut through November 26. Across the Hudson River, the numbers are growing too, with Greene County Public Health reporting November 19, 195 active cases, including 54 new reports in the prior 2 days. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "I'm always concerned about the numbers. We do seem to be paralleling the counties around us. I think that people are tired of COVID and they're relaxing and maybe they're not wearing masks as often as they should. We're just tired of it. Everybody wants to go back to normal. But it's safe to say that COVID is not going away. It's not going to ebb down slowly. I'm not sure if it's mutating, which is causing it to hold on," end quote. Greene County Legislature Chair Patrick Linger said the county is not planning to take any action, even with the increased number of cases locally. Linger said, and I quote, "Not at this point. We've held other vaccine clinics recently that only had from 2 to 11 people that showed up. That's a waste of resources as far as I'm concerned. People can schedule an appointment at just about any pharmacy to get the vaccine. So when we put forth the effort to do a clinic and only a couple of people show up, that's not the best use of our resources," end quote. The only specific action Greene County officials are taking in the face of their rising case counts is words. Groden said, and I quote, "You walk into a store and probably 80% of the people aren't masked up. That's where you should be masked up, where mass levels of people are gathered. Just throw a damn mask on, will you please? Don't take the chance, because I've seen a lot of people with it, and it sucks," end quote. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that Hudson's Common Council voted unanimously last week to enact a tough anti-eviction law because of the current local housing crisis. Claire Cousins of the Hudson-Catskill Housing Coalition said the law, and I quote, "is an acknowledgement of the crisis that our community is currently in. We believe that our city understands what is at stake and is taking the necessary steps to make Hudson an equitable, fair place for people to remain citizens in," end quote. Landlords will now bring eviction proceedings in front of a city judge in the rapidly gentrifying community of 5900. Tenants can now only be evicted for legitimate reasons outlined in the law. And if non-payment of rent is the issue, they cannot be kicked out if the rent is being raised more than 5% a year. Landlords get an exemption on the 5% rule if improvements are made to the property. Hudson's Common Council passed a similar law before, but Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson vetoed that effort, saying he wanted to give tenants more rights. Similar so-called good cause eviction laws have passed recently in Albany, Newburgh, and Poughkeepsie. Of these four cities, Hudson's version of the law is the only one that does not allow landlords to remove tenants if the property is being sold. Johnson said, and I quote, "What we're seeing is a lot of people buying property, displacing tenants, and flipping them for a higher price," end quote. A housing report issued earlier this year said Columbia County housing prices rose 40% in 12 months. Hudson will hold a public hearing on the law next month before Johnson can sign the bill into law. Editor's note, Johnson is a WGXE volunteer programmer, and you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Amelia Teasdale reports for the Columbia paper that both the Scenic Hudson activist and the Germantown board oppose plans to construct a mooring for barges in the Hudson River near the town. The mooring would cover nearly an acre in size for up to six large barges. Scenic Hudson says they could be empty vessels waiting to be filled with loose sand and gravel at quarry docks in Catskill and Hudson, or full and awaiting transport. The group is particularly concerned that the mooring will be seen from the Olana State Historic Site. Scenic Hudson says, and I quote, "The view from Olana's front porch, a place frequented by many visitors, includes the Hudson River as well as a direct view of the proposed barge mooring site," end quote, which would be a, and I quote, "discordant element that could be present for extended periods of time. In light of these impacts and the overwhelming opposition to the proposal from Germantown residents whose riverfront park is very close to the mooring site, Scenic Hudson has recommended consideration of an alternative location. The large dock at the former Atlas Cement plant, about 1.3 miles south of the quarry jetty in Catskill," end quote. New York State Maritime Highway Transportation, a tug and barge operation from Troy, said that the docks at the quarries at Peckham in Catskill and Colaruso in Hudson are, and I quote, "narrow sections of the river immediately adjacent to the navigation channel. The proximity of the nav channel does not afford a safe berth for multiple barges," end quote. So the new mooring would provide a, and I quote, "lay berth for barges while waiting for berth availability at the quarry's loading facility," end quote. On November 9th, the Germantown Board passed a resolution saying that the mooring, and I quote, "may interfere with boating associated with the New York State boating launch at Lasher Park, may delay or complicate first responders' marine responses and training at the park, as well as cause bank erosion." Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and have a happy Thanksgiving.